from sovereign God to earthly kings. After enjoying the unique, incomparable privilege of having God as their king, leading them to victory innumerable times, Israel makes the worst, most appalling and irrecoverable mistake. They demand a king and, as usual, reject God outright. Before gasping in horror over their action, let us remember that Israel's responses to God mirror the actions of a large number of churches and Christians today in the current context. Rather than submitting to the Lordship of Christ, we choose earthly attractions, losing out on peace and security at a different level. As Samuel is deeply distressed, God answers, "It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king." 1 Samuel 8. In his love, God warns of the consequences, but even helps Israel to choose their king. Saul, the first king, is filled with the Holy Spirit and even prophesies, 1 Samuel 10. However, over time, as power gets into his head, God has to reject him and tear the kingdom from him, 1 Samuel 13. In response, rather than repent, he only tries to save face by asking Samuel to please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel, 1 Samuel 15. His soaring start with the Holy Spirit is contrasted to his flailing finish with an evil spirit as he seeks a medium's guidance towards the end. Well before Saul's end, the next king, David, marked as the man after God's own heart, 1 Samuel 13, is anointed. He also starts strong by being honored by God, honored by the king, and honored by the people. God chooses him above his older brothers in 1 Samuel 16. The king sees him so successful and gives him a high rank in the army. The women dance and sing after the soldiers. Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. His key success factors in his famous Goliath battle are a single mind and a single motive. He was highly focused. Nothing could deter or discourage him. The reason for his stepping up to fight Goliath is given in 1 Samuel 18:46, that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Even today, God is looking for someone to anoint. Perhaps not physical, visible as a Saul and David, but spiritual. Someone whom the traditional leadership and population of Christianity may barely consider. Does God's opinion of us or man's opinion of us disturb us more? What drives us? How focused are we to fulfill his purpose?